If you are someone with loads of ideas, welcome to my world. I am an ideas girl. I probably have 100 ideas for every one idea that I actually do something with. And when you get a lot of ideas, it can face the challenge of, which one of these do I do first? And if you've got 10, even 20 ideas, you might be like, but they're all really good. All of these are fantastic ideas. And it can leave you wondering, what do I do with my ideas? Which one? Because I tell you something, if you try and focus on more than one at a time, or multiple, or, 10 ideas, you're like, but I need to do all of these things. Often people come to me and they're like, all right, Kajabi, I want to do a course and I want to do a membership and I want to have a coaching program and I want to create some low ticket offers and have a funnel, and they'll have these grand plans. And I freaking love that. I love all the plans and all the ideas. That is what makes us magic as creators, being able to come up with that. However, choosing which one of those things to do first and implementing all of them is a whole different thing. All of those things that I just rattled off, that is probably a year's work that you have just given yourself. And we will have the sense that, hey, I should be able to do all of that in the next few weeks. I'll be able to start my 3-month Kajabi trial and then have an entire business completely set up, making me millions while I rest on the beach with a cocktail by the end of the $99 3-month trial. And whilst that may be a 1 in a million chance that it will happen for you, realistically, it's going to take you a little bit longer than that, and you've just got to build each thing piece by piece. So I'm going to give you a matrix that I have created, which can help me narrow in on the best ideas and which thing to start on first when I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed. And I'm also going to share some other tips and tricks for how I manage that multiple ideas, too many things happening situation, so that if you've got too many ideas, maybe you can, by the end of today, go, all right, at least I now know what to focus on. One thing that I do before I even get to this point where I have got my gazillion ideas and I am evaluating them against each other, I reckon on most days I come up with something pretty brilliant. I'll be like, oh, I've got this great idea, and I'll tell someone about it. I'll write it down in my notes. I'll, narrate it out to ChatGPT, etc. I also get my trusty stack of post-its. Even though I am a digital nomad, I still travel with post-its everywhere. Sometimes what I'll do is I have this thing called the back of the door post-it note. Usually my office door is open and I put the ideas on the back of the door. So I get the idea out of my head, or I could put it into the notes app on my phone. I could chuck it into a folder in ChatGPT called Brilliant Ideas so that I don't lose the idea, but the impetus isn't always there to then act on it straight away. Then if I wanted to go, all right, cool, we're going to work on an idea, which one is it? Then I can take it into the evaluation stage. Sometimes that might be a case where you just want to evaluate your ideas as you get them. I had a really cool ClickUp template at one point where every time I got an idea, I'd put it in and I'd basically use this same kind of matrix that I'm about to show you so that it would then prioritize the ideas, until it got to the point where I think I had 128 ideas in there. And then I was like, oh, whoa, too many ideas. There's too many things that I want to do. But it's a really good idea to make sure that you're evaluating the thing that is going to not just suit your business best, but suit you best at whatever season that you are in your life, whether you are in a high energy season, whether you need to generate revenue as quickly as you can, whether you're focused on the most impact. And this little spreadsheet that I am about to share with you is going to be, I'm just going to fix something up on here. It is going to help you be able to get your ideas, choose which one of them is the best one. So give me one moment while I bring my trusty little spreadsheet up, and I am going to add the link as well to the comments and the description if you would like the link to this Google Sheet. It's very simple. You could create it yourself, or you could just use the one that I've already created. So you will have a matrix for how you can post helpful evaluate your offers very helpfully against each other. One moment, I'm just going to copy my link here. Excuse me. I'll just pop that into the comments so you can follow along if you would like to do that. All right, let's bring the spreadsheet onto the screen. I'm going to add this here. So this is the decision matrix spreadsheet. It's actually deceptively simple. This is just about getting your ideas out of your head and choosing some categories and ranking across all of these different categories. So the first category that we have is impact. This is basically rating on a scale of 1 to 10. What type of impact is this going to have in your business? Like, how deeply is this going to help people? Is this the thing where you're like, this is my life-changing, world-changing, idea that is going to impact at scale? This is your project where you're like, this is what I want to do. This, you know, sure, I can generate some revenue. That'll be nice. But this is my kind of legacy, the thing that I want to have. If it's at that end of the scale, you would give it a 10. If it's like, yeah, it might help a couple of people, maybe it could be more down the one end of the scale. So rate it 1 to 10 on how much impact that this is going to have on the people who you are serving. The next category is ease. How easy is it and how much time will it take for you to bring this to market? If this is something you're like, you know what, I could get that out in the next hour or two, that's super easy, you could rate it a 1. If you're like, ooh, this is a 6-month project and it's going to take project plans and, you know, a lot of hard work, time, effort, energy before this will even see the light of day, then you can look at rating that closer to a 10. So just rate on a 1 to 10 scale. There is a drop down in the list so that you can pick where that falls. Love. Now, this is something that I think is often overlooked in the decision-making process, and I actually think it's crucial because we are creating businesses because we want to do things we love for the most part. Sure, you might want to make money and you might want to have impact, but you want to love what you are doing while you're doing it. You didn't go into being self-employed to end up feeling like everything is a drag and a grind. Doing things that you love and things that give you mission and purpose and make you want to wake up in the morning is the ultimate goal. So rate this on how much do you think you will enjoy doing it? How much will this light you up? How much will you be waking up in the morning and being like, oh, cool, like I'm going to work on this? How much will you be sharing with people and your entire face and being will light up and you will just feel the fire and the energy? If you're at that end where you're like, this is what I am doing this for, that is a 10. If you're like, look, I'm doing it because I think I should and, you know, I know that it's going to have impact in the business. I'm not sure if I'm going to like it, but, you know, sometimes you got to do things that you don't like. Then you are going to put that down on a 1 scale. And then, of course, money, because we are running businesses to be able to generate a profit. As much as we might be doing this for impact, the more revenue that we are able to generate, the bigger impact that we can have. So what sort of financial impact could this have? You know, what is the kind of price that you will be able to charge for it? How much money and revenue do you think it will be able to generate? If this is something where you think, hey, this is going to be the thing that generates the majority of revenue for my business, then that would be rated at a 10. If this is something where, you know, it's going to generate some revenue, maybe it's like a low ticket self-liquidating offer, so you're not going to make a whole lot of money out of it because any money that you make might be put back into ads, or it's just something that you want to create just because it's a kind of fun thing and it's more a love thing and maybe you're only going to sell it for $5, or maybe it's not going to make any money at all because it is a freebie, you know, something that isn't directly revenue generating, then you would rate that a 1. Then once you have put all of your different projects, all of your ideas into the spreadsheet, you are going to get a total, the priority total. You could just pick straight off which of those things across all of those criteria has the highest number. Because when you rate it across multiple criteria, especially when you're like, oh, but they're all good and, oh, I'm not sure which thing to choose, just picking the straight up highest number is going to be what is going to, you know, hit the majority of those things. And that can be a fantastic way to actually choose which, you know, which of your ideas you're going to work on next, because you're not going to be working on multiple. Trust me, I have tried to do that so many times. It never works. You got to pick. And I know it's like trying to pick a favorite child because you're like, but they're all good. They're also awesome. And I want to do them one at a time. Focus, get it finished, move to the next one. But let's just say there's some scenarios that might make you not want to just go for whatever is going to rate across the highest number on a spreadsheet. Maybe you are in a season where you're really low on energy, maybe burnout, maybe there's health stuff, you've got family things going on. Maybe it's you just don't have a lot of energy because you are, doing this as a side hustle alongside your other job and raising kids and pets and all the things. Maybe go for the thing that ranks the highest on the love scale or the ease scale, the thing that is going to help you get a win. So you can order all of these. You can actually filter and sort them by the different category, as well as looking at the main overall category. If you are in a season where you need revenue stat, you're like, all right, I need to do what is going to generate me the most revenue. Look for the thing that will have the biggest financial impact. And if you need the revenue like now, then the biggest thing, the biggest financial impact with the lowest ease. So you want the thing that's quick to get to market and has the best financial impact. So kind of looking across two different categories, something that's going to allow you to generate revenue. Maybe it's not your thing that will generate all of your revenue, because that could also have a very low ease score. So you want high ease, high finances, so that you can do things that will generate money as quickly as possible. If you are in a place where the money doesn't matter, you are like, you know, maybe semi-retired, maybe you're doing this because the impact of what you're doing is your biggest priority. Look at that. Like, that is totally okay as well. You don't need to do the thing necessarily that is going to generate you the most revenue. Maybe the revenue is going to come later and doing the impact part of it is first. And maybe you want to rank impact and also look at that, you know, that love factor. Like, when you are trying to do things that are going to have a big impact, doing things that also light you up, when you are giving, when you are sort of giving to yourself as well by doing the things that you really love, that can be a factor. So it doesn't have to be a straight up across the board pick the highest number. You can look at some different factors and rank them according to what is important to you and what is happening in your world right now. The other thing that I have found helpful, surprisingly helpful, is actually using ChatGPT. I've been using ChatGPT a lot more recently as it has significantly improved and changed. I have used it to just brain dump, like, all right, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do that. And, you know, sort of giving it a bit of context and background and looking at all the things and being like, I'm not sure where to start. And it actually helps you, take that brain dump and help you organize it. Maybe, it might give you some suggestions of minimum viable versions of things, because you might be like, but I've got to do this thing and it needs this and that and that and that. And, it could, if you prompt it correctly and say, help me figure out, you know, what I can get done. I've got limited time and I need to do the things that are going to have the most impact. You can, brain dump everything into ChatGPT and, get some feedback and help from ChatGPT to help you organize and sometimes see the bigger picture or see things that you never thought of doing, like different ways. And like, hey, maybe you can do this part first and don't worry about doing, that other part, because get this part done first because it's the most important. So, It's definitely not a, it's more of an art than a science. There is no, like, you can't just tell me every idea and I'll be like, do that one. Sometimes with my clients, when I am working through and they'll give me all their ideas, I will try and sort of guide them into the thing that I feel will have the best impact and that they are able to create reasonably quickly. Because sometimes creating those bigger programs can take so long that it saps your momentum. And then it's, really sapping that love score. When you can do some things to help you get some wins, and, reasonably quickly too, like in your first month or two of doing this, or if you've had a bit of a break and you're coming back into your business, doing some things where you're like, okay, cool. Someone bought something. I had people sign up for that. Like those sort of, you're getting comments on your emails or your content. Sometimes those kind of things can help give you the momentum and help things get going when you set up some, some evergreen sales funnels, some subtle selling, all of that kind of stuff. And you start seeing the impact. You're like, all right. And then that can give you that motivation and energy to do some of those bigger projects. So that's why often I recommend to start a little bit smaller, some things where you'll see the outcome and you'll see the win from it reasonably straight away, so that it's not some, in 12 months, I'll get there. Certainly you can have big goals and big dreams to achieve things that are going to take longer, but doing things where you're going to get some little wins, it's that little dopamine hit that helps you go, okay, I got this. I'm doing this. This is my path and I am loving it and I want to keep doing it, because that can sometimes be the challenge, right? Like we do this, and if you don't see any outcome, it can feel like a very lonely and very long path. And I want you to be getting those little dopamine cheerleady wins where you're like, yes, what I'm doing is making a difference. It's helping. I'm seeing the impact. So if you have any questions about the spreadsheet, or if you would like it and for some reason it's not showing up in the comments and you can't see the link, please do let me know, and let me know what you are going to be working on next. What is your next biggest priority? What is the thing that you have picked to take your business to the next level? I would really love to hear about it. And do you know what else I would love to hear about it? When you have succeeded, that's even better, because I will be your cheer squad 100%. My name is Sue McLaughlin. I am from the Unicorn Advisory. I am a Kajabi growth strategist. I help you make the most of Kajabi. And tomorrow, I got a special treat. I will be doing a step-by-step walkthrough of how to create an online course. I will be using my favorite software, Kajabi, to show you how to do it and giving you some tips about filming, like planning out your course and helping you if you're like, all right, I want to make a course. I've heard this world. How do I actually do it? So I'll be doing that step-by-step walkthrough tomorrow on This Is What I'd Do If I Wanted to Make a Course. I hope you can join me. If you would like to get a email heads up 15 minutes before I start so that you don't miss out, go to theunicornadvisory.com/this. You can also go there to get our podcast. So this series is available on podcast. So if you would like to have it in your ears instead of having to watch the live streams, fantastic way to do it. And that is available, and you'll find the podcast at theunicornadvisory.com/this. Hope you have a beautiful day. I will see you back again tomorrow. Bye for now.